information America's farmers and ranchers need to know. Adams on Agriculture. Now back to Mike Adams.
USMCA about to kick in next month, but there are already concerns being raised even before we get the official start of it. Some of those concerns being raised by the U.S. dairy industry. Joining us now is Jaime Castaneda. He's Senior Vice President for Policy Strategy and International Trade for the National Milk Producers Federation. Jaime, good to talk with you again. What are your concerns about what Canada is doing as we get ready to officially start USMCA?
Morning, Mike. And can you hear me okay?
Yep, sound good.
Great. So we know for years that Canada will always try to undermine any agreement that we have had. I mean, they have done that since way back when we negotiated the first U.S.-Canada Free Trade Agreement in 1988. So the agreement is not even enforced, and which will enter into force in July 1st, and the Canadians have already issued an administration of the new market access that we're going to have. That market access is given through something that is called TRQs, tariff rate quotas, which is a small amount of product can come in into the country with low duties or no duties. The way that actually the Canadians have issue this administration of this TRQs is that 85% will go to processors, those that actually are competing with us to sell anything into the Canadian market at the retail or food service. So obviously we have significant concerns because the Canadian government has used this system for other trade agreements. And in fact, in USMCA, there is a specific provisions to prevent this from happening again. In previous agreements, whether it's the famous CPTPP, which it was TPP without the United States, the filling rates of this quota, so the amount of access from the total amount that was available, is minimum. It's actually only about 5%. So obviously, the Canadian government is doing whatever they can to prevent us from gaining the new market access that it was negotiated under this agreement.
Yeah, because while not a perfect deal, one of the goals of USMCA for the dairy industry was to get greater access into that Canadian market, right? So you're saying these TRQs could keep that from happening, and the full benefit of USMCA for the U.S. dairy industry might not be realized.
Correct. There were two main issues that we pushed extremely hard for the U.S. government to negotiate. The elimination of Class 7 and Class 6, that you remember, it was that type of scheme that the Canadians created in order for them to actually keep supply management, keep high prices, but at the same time be able to dump skim milk powder into the world markets, undermining the prices. So we that part of the negotiation was the elimination of that, and we'll see what happens. They have 6 months to eliminate that program, and we'll see what they do and what they replace it with. With the other part was to actually gain much more access. At the end, we got about 3.6% of the domestic market. Even though it's small, we wanted to actually have at least 10% of the opportunity to sell that. If you look at, for instance, cheese, at year six of the agreement, this year is year one, next year will be year two. In year six, the total amount of cheese would have been 12,500 metric tons. So it's not peanuts. It is an interesting amount, especially if you are able to sell to the food service and retail. However, that is not an interesting amount, or that amount will never be accomplished or achieved if actually that is only imported by processors that are importing perhaps the lowest quality cheese. Of course, all our cheese is good quality, but you know what I mean, low value product.
So the concern is you may not realize these what we thought would be gains, progress made in moving dairy products into Canada unless these issues are addressed. We're talking with Jaime Castaneda, Senior Vice President, Policy Strategy and International Trade for the National Milk Producers Federation. So Jaime, our trade rep, Robert Lighthizer, has been appearing before Congress talking about trade issues. Have you talked with the trade representative's office about this? And if so, what's their response been?
Yes, we have. And of course, we're working very closely with our partner, the U.S. Dairy Export Council, on bringing all these issues into the U.S. government. What they have told us is, obviously, we are concerned. In fact, Ambassador Lighthizer yesterday, during the Ways and Means Committee hearing, he noted that he is concerned about Canadian actions because of their history, and that they're going to monitor this very closely. But that he said, I quote, "We have to first have this agreement enter into force in order for us to actually bring a consultative committee or a case against Canada." So we certainly are building already a memorandum, a paper to provide to USDR that will show all the provisions that, in our view, the Canadian government has already undermined the USMCA.
Just reminds us and brings to our attention that even though we have a trade deal in USMCA, that doesn't mean all these issues just immediately go away. There's still going to be a lot of things to work through.
Yeah, when it comes to Canada, you bet that we're going to continue to have issues, and we're going to continue to work to try to solve those issues. We're definitely not giving up. The Canadian government certainly wants us to do that. They want to make sure that we get tired of it, but we will not. We will consistently go after all the provisions that the Canadians are doing to prevent our dairy farmers and our industry from gaining full access to Canada and USMCA.
I mean, let me switch over to China, because there's all this scrutiny over the Phase One trade deal. How much are they buying in ag product? We talk a lot about soybeans. What about their purchases of dairy products?
Yeah, so let me actually first say that I do agree with Ambassador Lighthizer. He's been saying that China has actually working in good faith to implement Phase One agreement. I think that that's accurate. We can see it in dairy. They have actually fulfilled a number of their commitments with respect to regulatory issues, trade facilitation for plant registrations and other issues like that. Now, when it comes to dairy, we, of course, we were actually selling a lot of whey and some other products. We were actually increasing our sales of cheese. Unfortunately, when the retaliatory tariffs came about, some of these sales declined. Because New Zealand has an agreement with China, they actually sell a lot of their powder, which is are significant, as you know. We are selling a little bit less than we normally have sold before the retaliatory tariffs. But what we expected was that China will start buying a lot more dairy from us. We have not seen that yet, but there is a lot of conversations I'm aware of between Chinese buyers and U.S. Companies. So my hope is that we're going to see an increase of sales of U.S. dairy products, especially in the last quarter of this year. Cross your fingers.
Yeah, we'll keep a close watch on that. Overall, your thoughts on dairy exports during COVID-19, the trade issues that we're dealing with?
Well, we had actually a couple of months that were better than expected, especially April. We thought that actually that was going to show a decline. It has some loss on the cheese side, but I think on everything else looks fairly good. Now, the May numbers are not coming until July. That, I think, is going to be critical. We know, you know very well, that Mexico is our largest market, and we have had some issues into Mexico. But I think that hopefully we're going to be able to compensate any loss from Mexico demand to other markets. I think, again, full recovery of Mexico and opening China and some of the Southeast Asia countries, I think are going to show that we're going to do very well.
All right, Jaime, thank you very much. We appreciate it, and we'll watch this situation with Canada closely. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mike. Talk to you
Take
soon.
Care.
Bye.
Jaime Castaneda, Senior Vice President, Policy Strategy and International Trade for the National Milk Producers Federation. Well, the Senate passed the Great American Outdoors Act. NCBA not happy with that. We'll talk about it next on AOA.